Hi, this is a dictation for Ms. Deborah Simpson. D-E-B-O-R-A-H. A is the middle name, Simpson. S-I-M-P-S-O-N. Deborah Simpson is a patient who was involved in an automobile accident on 12-24-2022. And she was involved in a T-bone accident on the driver's side. She was a restaurant driver in this accident, and she started having headaches with the impact, and no symptoms of TBI were reported, but severe anxiety, panic associated along with severe pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back. Lower back pain was involved in the tailbone joints, sacroiliac joints bilaterally. In addition, patients started having pain in the chest as well as right hip pain and right knee pain, leading to difficulty in walking. As she jammed her knee into the dashboard, this caused injury to the knee and the hip as well. The patient has been undergoing physical therapy, and she reports the following, that her pain is as follows. The neck pain and middle back pain has resolved because of the physical therapy and massage that she has been undergoing. And the pain in the head is still going on. Headaches are around 2 or 3 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they are every other day, not so significant, not associated with any TBI symptoms like dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbances, or memory loss, focus problems. Pain is around 4, including the lower back pain. The lower back pain is radiating to the right upper thigh up to the knee only as numbness and tingling. Other than that, there is no issue. Patient is able to work on her job full time, and her job is a light duty job, and ADLs are also not affected beyond 5 at this time. Patient reports 50% improvement in her symptoms. For system review, please review the chart. For additional history of last 30 days, review the chart, substance abuse, and the compliance history. Please review the chart. Thank you. Physical examination reveals the following. The blood pressure is 146 over 98, pulse is 59, pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the exam will come from previous visit of 1/13/2023, dictation number 0123-023. With the following changes. In the musculoskeletal exam, please mention that the examination of the neck is completely normal at this time. No muscle spasm is noticed on inspection. No tenderness is noticed at the spine level. And the range of motions are normal, with the forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation 35, hyperextension was not painful. And the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lerner test is negative, distraction test negative, and Sotohar test was negative. While in thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, Slump test is negative. And in the lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees, especially on the right. And contralateral leg raise test is positive on the right. Breger test is negative. Kemp test negative, and Brzezinski sign was negative. In the sacroiliac joint, the right sacroiliac joint is more tender than the left. And the standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test are negative. Faber test was negative. Constant test is negative. The examination of the right hip is now completely normal. And also for the right knee, there is no positive findings. Please mention that the examination of the hip joint showed no tenderness or swelling, spasm of the muscles. There is no contracture alignment or contusions. Range of motions are normal. motor power is normal, and the motor strength is normal. No valgus varus abnormalities noticed or leg length discrepancies. Patrick sign and Trendelenburg's test is negative. Log roll, LD test, Thomas test is negative. In the knee joint, he's mentioned that on inspection, the knee is completely normal appearing without any scar, edema, or effusion. And on palpation, there is no tenderness or swelling or laceration. No crepitous grinding noise is heard. Range of motion is normal at 135 degrees flexion, and collateral ligaments are normal, non-tender, and motor power is 5x5. Valgus varus abnormality is not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer, McMurray sign, Steinman, patellar apprehension, negative. Neurological examination is also completely normal. The diagnosis remains the same from the previous exam, and plan of care is as follows. Medications, Celebrex 200 mg daily for 30 tablets for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril 10 mg daily for twice a day for muscle relaxation. Ultram 50 mg Q12 hour PRN for pain relief. Zoloft 50 mg twice a day for anxiety, panic, depression. Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for muscle pain relief and headache relief. Lidocaine is for relief of topical pain, application for relief of pain. Physical therapy is continuing 3 times per week with traction, massage, echotherapy. And the work restriction, 7 hours, 5 days, 10 pounds. MRI for cervical spine was reviewed with the patient, and the patient is found to have a broad-based disc herniation in C4-5 and C5-6. MRI of the right knee was completely normal. MRI of the lumbar spine shows that there is a broad-based disc herniation, and it is putting some pressure on the anterior epidural space. All of these findings are discussed in great detail with the patient. All the plans of actions are discussed. She is continuing physical therapy. She has been advised that if she is not improving with therapy alone, then a lumbar epidural steroid injection, cervical epidural steroid injection will bring further relief and healing. And once she provides a consent, we'll be more than happy to help her out in this area. Regarding surgical consultation, if injections are able to help her, then surgery will not be required. Well, we'll keep a track of her. Thank you. She has been advised about home therapy like yoga, push postures, exercise, as well as stretching the spine, including the lumbar and the neck. She is having all the DMEs, which include the neck, cervical brace, lumbar brace, and cervical traction. Thank you.